one of the most famous, I think, maybe I'm wrong, and most used movie lines comes from the 1989 film Field of Dreams. Do you know what I'm about to say? Say it with me. If you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. These words are used all the time to inspire faith in a dream and going forward without certainty, to affirm trust in a plan or an intuition. I think it can be made to apply to pretty much anything that one does in a lifetime, like starting a new business or going to school or beginning a new health regime, buying a house. If you do what you can do, then the rest will follow. Almost everything that we do to improve our lives and the lives of others is powered by an imagination first. An imagination is the ability to see, feel, taste, smell, touch a desired outcome before it exists, before it comes to fruition. When we begin moving towards this thing we imagine, the relationships, the achievement, the transformation, when we begin, it literally isn't real. And yet through decision after decision, the big ones and the little tiny ones, this unreal thing, whatever it is, becomes. It comes into being. It becomes real. It's a little strange to think that 30 years ago, this UU congregation, the sanctuary as it exists right now, didn't exist at all. It's a little mind-boggling to think that folks who imagined a liberal religious presence in Midcoast Maine gathered for the first time with few enough people to fill a living room. Was anyone at that first meeting? Anyone here? Look around. Isn't that incredible? Yeah. Any of you here join them within the first 6 months? Yeah. That's incredible. If you build it, they will come. But there's more to it than that. If you build it, they will come, okay. But there's an essential second part of the building, and that's a question. Yeah, but will they stay? How far will your imagination take you? I'm not going to talk a whole lot about our UUCB history in this sermon, but there are stories that I hope some of our folks will tell during the open mic portion of our anniversary celebration today. Stories I hope they'll tell on video as part of an ongoing attempt to record our history in the voices of those who lived it. Kayla Miller and her husband Dave are taking on that project. I want you to hear about how the fear that the ceiling was going to fall began. I want you to know about the struggle that led to the decision that we would be called a church and not a society or a fellowship or a congregation. I want you to hear how we ended up downtown instead of on a wooded lot in the countryside. I want you to see all of the ministers and all their configurations who served for various lengths of time and various forms, and what led to the choice to move to full-time hours and part-time preaching, and then me. There are great stories in Liz Fitzsimmons' write-up of the first 10 years. I've sent it out, but if you haven't seen it, let me know and I will get it to you. There are great stories in the great white book that's downstairs on the hospitality table, which was used to find your first settled minister, my friend and mentor, Reverend Dean Perkins. And our pictures. Oh my goodness, our pictures tell a story, and the slideshow we'll put on after this service has 299 photos in it, which I trimmed down from the over 700 that Jeffrey sent me. which he trimmed down from the thousands that he has taken and collected over the years, with even more contributed by Kayla Miller in the more recent years. And I'm very happy to make all those albums available to you all as well. There are some amazing, amazing pictures. I was saying earlier today that it's funny how the adults all stay exactly the same age, only the children grow. So when I think about imagination and its ability to bring the non-existent into reality, I can't help but think, okay, they came, and then what? It happened. Now what? To me, a greater magic than the origin is the way that imagination allows things to continue. It doesn't have to be about a building. It could be a life choice. The weight comes off. The cholesterol goes down. For how long? Can you live into the changes that it took to get there after the goal is reached? You have found a great love. The person you've been manifesting for 6 years has arrived in your life. But can you ride the storm of disappointment and compromise, of vulnerability and courage it takes to turn that great love into something lasting? Where does your imagination end? You begin a spiritual practice, a call to action, a new career. Can you let it change you for the better and for always? That's the important part. That's the part that's harder to talk about or explain because it requires such letting go, such flexibility, such ongoing struggle, such a commitment to the reason you allowed the imagination to take root in the first place. It has something to do with keeping the why you do what you do or did as more primary than the vision itself. Do we keep our why front and center? I feel like we've done a pretty good job of staying. As it applies to this church, not only did it begin in imagination, but imagination has kept it going, and that imagination is still alive and thriving. Who are we? What are we here to do, and for whom? All that has been done, all that has been done, and all that we do serves to answer those questions and is the reason I think people have come and people have stayed. One example I'll share is that if we hadn't been able, this is a more recent example, if we hadn't been able to make the great and scary technology changes of 2020, would we still be here? In the way that we are right now? We had an imagination of a world-class video and sound system. Not everyone liked the idea of these black screens up on our walls. It took the great generosity of two donors who inspired a match campaign to get our screens up. And I'm telling you, we never, ever could have imagined a Mike Hickox arriving. But he came, and so far he has stayed. And with the generosity and help of so many others, he has taken us from paper clips and chewing gum that powered Lane Fisher's ordination, some of you might remember several years ago, to the beautiful tech booth and the system which we have now, which allows us to connect with folks all over. That tech booth was a closet 2 years ago. The original imagination of that closet was for it to become a kitchenette. Sometimes one imagination has to be given up for another. Sometimes we have to pivot, let go, mourn, and move on. Being able to do that, wow. And it's no less true in the lives we are trying to build for ourselves. And in the efforts we're making to become better people, more whole, more peaceful, more confident, more loving, we have got to let our imagination take on a life of its own sometimes. We can give it just a little shape, a little scaffolding, if you will. If we become too attached to our own original picture and all its glorious detail, we might miss the spirit of the thing. We might miss the path that leads to something lasting and great and transformative. Sometimes even we can't see the unreal thing that is trying to be born. All we can do is make space and trust, Like Richard Gilbert said in our call to worship this morning, life is always unfinished business. So we hold on to the why. Why this change? Why this choice? Why this relationship? Why this spiritual practice? Why this social action? Why this church? If you build it, they will come. Yes, but why will they stay? If you can imagine it, you can achieve it. Yes, but will it make you better? I wonder if imagination isn't a spiritual practice in and of itself. To keep imagining ways of becoming the kind of people we want to be, not in an exhausting, chasing the next shiny thing kind of way, but in a sacred, committed knowing that revelation is unsealed. We are evolving. God is still talking, as our UCC siblings say, and our lives are meant to change. Our proposed new mission statement is an example of our commitment to an ongoing imagination about who we can be in the world. It's an example of our why. It's about making what is not quite real yet into something powerful and moving. And you will vote on this imagination in just a little while. I'll share it with you now, just as a refresher. We did add punctuation for you. That was the biggest feedback we got. Punctuation, please. The mission of the UU Church of Belfast is to love boldly, foster belonging, nurture the evolving spirit, and act justly. What an imagination you all have. If you build it, they will come. If you keep building, they will stay. In that spirit, for our closing, I call us back to a few of those words from Reverend Gilbert. Imagine that the picture of our being is never complete. And do not let that incompleteness weigh on your spirit. Do not despair that imperfection marks your every day. Do not fear that we are still in the making. Instead, let's be grateful that the world is still to be created. Let us give thanks that we can be more than what we are. Let us celebrate the power of the incomplete, for life is always unfinished business, and we have so many more years ahead. May it be so, and amen.